Hello, my name is Hannah. Speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Sheila S. Koch.
Okay, you can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you. Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Hannah. Speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. But before we do so, I do want to confirm some basic information here. Is this going to be the best phone number for you? 253-733-8745?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And may I please have the full spelling of your first name?
S-H-E-L-I-A.
Okay. And may I please have the full spelling of your last name?
S-C-O-T-T.
Perfect. I have Sheila Scott. Is that right?
Shelia Scott.
Okay. And that would be Shelia Scott. Is that right? Okay. Perfect. Okay. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. We can go ahead and get started. As it pertains to the Depot Provera case, do you already have an attorney or this would be your first time?
My first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Were you the one that had used the Depot Provera shots?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And after using the shots, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or spine?
Yes. Brain.
Brain, I see. Would you happen to recall when it was that you were diagnosed with your meningioma?
I don't remember.
Okay.
When I was diagnosed.
Okay.
I know that I mostly removed in 2018.
Okay. Would you estimate then that your diagnosis was sometime in the year 2018 then?
No. I believe
Okay.
I was diagnosed in 2012 or 2011.
2012 or 2011. Okay. Which year seems more accurate? And how about this? What's your date of birth?
6/20/1971.
Okay. Okay, and you said that was June 20th of 1971. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so if I do 1971, so in 2011, that would have been, you would have been 40 years old. Is that correct?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. So that means, do you recall in terms of your diagnosis date, do you remember already being 20 or would it have been in 2012 when you were 41? Do you have a recollection of which date or which age you were seems more accurate to when you were diagnosed?
I don't know. I guess we could say, maybe 2017 was the actual time when they decided to see if someone could remove it.
Okay. Okay, so 2017 would have been when they would have, you know, started to remove it. In terms of the diagnosis date, because I do have to put a date here in order for us to move forward, what date did you want me to put in?
We could put 2017.
2017, and for the month, if you're not aware, did you want me to go ahead and just put January 1st then, just as a rough estimate?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I have January the 1st of 2017 of a rough estimate to when you were diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you happen to recall how they had diagnosed you? Was it a CT scan, MRI? Was it both?
I think it was CT scan at first and then MRI.
Okay. Got it. Are you aware of anyone else that was also affected by Depo-Provera or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, got it. Was it the name brand Depo-Provera that you were using? It wasn't like a generic type or sub-Q, right? It was actually Depo-Provera. Is that right?
With Depo-Provera.
Okay, got it. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least one full year, having at least 4 separate injections?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And in terms of when you started using the Depo-Provera, when would you say that you started? Do you remember either how old you were, or what year it was?
I started using it in 1994.
Okay. And when would you say that you stopped using it?
Probably
nineteen ninety-nine. Okay. And of course, since we don't have the exact month of when it was that you stopped and started, I'll just go ahead and put January 1st, 1994 to about January 1st, 1999. Does that sound about right?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And for the HIPAA consent forms here, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Confirm what?
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I can't understand what you're saying at the end.
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm sorry, I'm a female.
Thank you so much. Okay, and I have your first name here as Shelia. Again, that's S-H-E-L-I-A. Is that right?
That's correct.
And last name Scott, that's S-C-O-T-T. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last?
My middle name is Renee.
Is that going to be R-E-N-E-E?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And your social?
274-60-4322.
I'll read that back to you. I have 274-60-4322. Is that right?
Correct.
And what's going to be the best email for you?
GodLovesShelia@gmail.com.
Perfect. I have GodLovesShelia@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And I have this as your best phone number. And what's the best address for you?
2213 South 96th Street, number 812. In Tacoma, Washington, 98444.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so I have 2213, and actually for the street name, it pulled up as 96th Street South. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and then number 812, Tacoma, Washington, 98444. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And the next information I'm going to obtain from you is going to be for some medical info. Prior to your diagnosis back around 2017, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. And would you happen to recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed you? And if you can't recall the name of the doctor, do you remember the name of the hospital? And if you don't remember the name of the hospital, do you remember the name of the city where the hospital was? I can try to look it up.
I believe it was Dr. Norris.
Norris, is that N-O-R-R-I-S?
Yes.
Did you see him in, did you see them in Tacoma?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see. And Dr. Norris, would that be a male or female doctor?
Male.
Male, okay. So I do show here a Dr. Jeremy Norris. Does that sound about right to you? Out of Tacoma, Washington?
I don't remember his first name.
That's okay. Do you remember the name of the hospital you saw him at?
It wasn't a hospital. It was a doctor's office.
It was a doctor's office directly. Okay, got it. Norris, okay. And do you happen to remember what type of doctor he was that diagnosed you? Was he OBGYN? Was he a neurologist?
He's a neurologist.
Neurologist, okay. Okay, got it. And his office was in Tacoma, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to try to find him. Okay, I have one here. Okay. Okay, and was he the same doctor that treated you as well, or was that a different doctor?
It was a different doctor.
Different doctor? Okay, do you remember that doctor's name?
Dr. Ferreira.
Okay, and you said that was Dr. Ferreira, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and did you see him at his office as well in Tacoma, Washington?
No, that's at the University of Washington in Seattle.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that in. And would you happen to remember the name of the doctor that had prescribed you a depo shot? Maybe it was your family doctor, or you had gone to a local, like, women's center or a clinic.
That's right on the tip of my tongue.
No worries.
Oh,
how about we start with where it was? Was it also in Tacoma?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it was like a women's clinic, a women's center, or like your family doctor?
It was OBGYN.
OBGYN, okay. There's Multicare Women's Center. Franciscan Women's Health?
No. I don't know why my brain is blank.
No, that's okay. No worries. Was it specifically a doctor's office?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I'll just read through some of these, and if any of them sound familiar, or if you remember where it was in Tacoma, I can try to look through there. Like, was it closer to the 705 or closer to the 16? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to read some of these names out to you. There's Nickel OBGYN. There's Rainier OBGYN, Dr. Steven, Dr. Esther, Park Huang. Was it an Asian doctor?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a Dr. Park Huang, Dr. Esther Park Huang.
No.
No. Okay. There is a, let's see. click for. There is a Dr. Renee Tai. There is Dr. Phoebe Ho. Dr. Azari. Dr. Tamara Chow. Dr. Shane. Dr. Abby. Dr. Yule. Anything come to mind?
Oh, it's I don't know why I'm not remembering it today.
That's okay. Let me ask you this. Did you have the shots there at their office, or did they prescribe them home to you and you picked them up at a local pharmacy?
No, I had them at the office.
At the office, okay. Okay, let me ask you this. Was it I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anything.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I don't know why I can't remember.
That's okay. No worries. Was it a female doctor or a male doctor?
Male doctor.
Male doctor, okay. That actually might help. And you know for sure that they were in Tacoma where you saw them.
Tacoma.
Okay.
Maybe in Lakewood, I'm not sure.
Okay, let me look. There's a Dr. Gu, like just G-U.
No.
No. Dr. Choi?
No.
Okay. Dr. Song?
No. Your name is Dr. Saram.
Would you be able to spell that for me? Did you say that was Dr. Sarang?
S-A-R-R-A-M, I believe.
Okay, let me see. And that would have been in Tacoma. Okay, let me see. Okay, so I have a Dr. Mahmood Sarong in Lakewood, Washington. Does that sound about right?
What's the first name?
Mahmood, M-A-H-M-O-O-D.
Yeah, that's the first name.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that in then. Thank you so much for finding that for me. And you saw them at their office, right?
Right.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay. And let me just find their address here. Lakewood, Washington address. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then at Dr. Morris or Dr. Ferreira's office, they are going to have the medical records that show your diagnosis. Is that correct?
I'm sure they will.
Okay, perfect. And last thing here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Dr. Ferreira did my surgery.
He's going to do your surgery? Okay, got it. Okay, and last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. We're not able to share any details about your case with them. It's just so that we have a secondary phone number in case, for some reason, this one does get disconnected.
Okay. Kaya Scott Hall.
Would you be able to spell that for me?
K-I-A-Y-A-H. Last name is hyphenated, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, hyphen, Hall, H-A-L-L.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And what is their relationship to you?
My daughter.
Thank you. And I'm ready for her phone number whenever you have it.
253-325-8504.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, so I am going to go ahead and get this drafted up for us, the consent forms. So what I can have you do now, if you're able to, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send this over. It'll be sent through both text and email for you. So whichever one pops in first, you can go ahead and click on it. But before I do that, I just want to confirm the following information here. You are confirming that you are Shelia Renee Scott, residing at 2213 96th Street South, number 812 in Tacoma, Washington, 98444. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Your date of birth is June 20th, 1971, social 274604322. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, I just sent it. You are going to see a text message or email notification pop in. Whichever pops in first, go ahead and click on it.
What is it? I can't really see it on the phone.
That's okay. So you can actually zoom in on your phone just so they can see the words better. But do you see at the very top where it says start to begin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now do you see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow that you're able to click on?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. And now I want you to look for two words that say select style. Do you see those two words? And then do you then see your full name written out in cursive?
Okay. What I need to know is what I'm signing.
Oh, okay. So you can actually, okay, so go back from the page that you were at right now. And then you do see the document that you're looking at, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and read through it and let me know when you have questions, okay?
I'm trying to get back. There we go. Okay.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Okay, perfect. So what you can do now is you go back to when you see those yellow boxes with a downward-facing arrow, go ahead and tap on that box again. And then now you can either draw out your signature the way you normally do or click select style and they'll generate one for you, whichever you feel more comfortable with. Okay, perfect. So it looks like it's completed. So I'll go ahead and take a look to make sure everything is good. On your end, you are going to see a continue button, but you can actually just exit out of that. We don't require you or need you to create an account. Okay, so everything looks good here, even with the initials. Perfect. Okay, so at this point, you don't need to do anything. I am going to text you my direct number, so in case you ever have questions or want any updates about your case, just feel free to reach out to me directly. At this point, in the next 4 days or so, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you to do an introductory phone call. It usually just takes about 5 minutes, and at that point, once they do speak with you, they can start pulling your medical records, okay?
Okay.
And that's basically it. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope that we are able to get you some justice here, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, and happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.